Cohesion, a series of community-led peace initiatives in the Kerio Valley, which straddles the borders of Elgeyo Marakwet, West Pokot and Baringo counties, is showing promising results. This success comes after concerted efforts by Midrift Hurinet, with support from the Embassy of Denmark in Kenya and Somalia through ACT Change Transform Initiative. The region has faced challenges for years due to intercommunal tensions and banditry, but recent developments indicated a significant shift. The Pokot and Marakwet communities, once locked in long-standing conflict, are now preparing to hold a peace meeting in the coming week. The community-led intercommunal dialogue aims to build consensus on reopening vital transport routes, serving as a lifeline for local business activities and economic growth in the Kerio Valley. Midrift Hurinet officials have praised the progress, noting that the talks were the culmination of several outreach programs targeting local herders and community leaders. This collaboration between herders, local leaders, and peace actors is yielding significant milestones, said Walter Mwania, Programs Coordinator at Midrift Hurinet. Longiroi Lokwung, a Pokot elder during the peace meeting held in the Kerio Valley. Our direct engagements are paving the way for peaceful coexistence and socio-economic development, he said. One of the key outcomes of these discussions has been the call for the reintroduction of livestock branding, which was initially introduced in 1992 under the 31D livestock branding system. The herders pointed out that the system had been successful in deterring thefts and facilitating easy identification of livestock. The branding of livestock was a crucial step in curbing theft in the region, said Shadrach Cheboy, a Marakwet herder. We believe reintroducing it will help prevent future thefts and ease tensions between communities, Cheboy said. Another notable shift has been the changing mindset among herders regarding education. Traditionally, herders in these communities have been reluctant to prioritize formal education, but the recent peace efforts have sparked a change in attitudes. Herders from both the Pokot and Marakwet communities have committed to sending their children to school, recognizing the importance of education in securing a better future for the region. We have come to realize that education is key to improving our lives and the future of our children, Longiroi Lokwung, a Pokot elder, shared. Our communities will now support education for all, especially for our girls, he added. While peace talks have led to positive developments, herders are also voicing concerns about security operations in the region. Many have questioned the lack of full recovery of stolen livestock, despite the presence of multiple security agencies such as the Nyumba Kumi Initiative, National Police Reservists, Chiefs, and the Anti-Stock Theft Unit. We find it puzzling that criminals, who are few and well known to the authorities, have not been apprehended, said a local herder. We hope the security agencies will step up efforts to address this issue, as blanket condemnation of entire communities will only hinder the peace process, he added. As part of their long-term vision for the region, community leaders and professionals from the three counties are urging both national and county governments to invest in infrastructure and follow through with development projects. These believe that these efforts would not only open up the region, but also reduce incidents of banditry by creating alternative livelihoods. Herders have also committed to forming groups to access government affirmative funds such as the National Government Affirmative Action Fund, NGAAF, UEZO Fund, Women Enterprise Fund, and Youth Fund. These funds will support livelihood diversification efforts, including farming, beekeeping, and livestock trade. Our communities are ready to take up these opportunities. By diversifying our livelihoods, we can reduce our dependence on livestock, which has been a source of conflict, said Michael Loro, a Pokot. Midrift Hurinet, a non-profit organization founded in 2008, has played a pivotal role in facilitating these conversations. The organization is committed to empowering citizens, the state, and non-state actors to promote a culture of human rights, peace, security, and good governance. Our collaborative approach is bearing fruit, and we are hopeful that the upcoming peace meeting will lead to long-term stability in Kerio Valley, commented Coordinator Mwania.